هو محمد الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because you followed him, you loved him, you act the way he act, you thought the way he taught us. So that's why, brother, more or less what I'm trying to say, this is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the mankind to save them forever from the Jahannam towards the Jannah. Allah says in the Quran that, in the Quran one ayah, that Allah will question the Jahannam, halim talati, O Jahannam, are you filled? She will reply, وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ. Is there anything extra left? يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. Here is the question to the Jahannam. Here is the good news for the muttaqeen. Allah will bring the Jannah so near to him. غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون. This is the Jannah which was promised to you. ما توعدون لكل أواب. Every single servant who was submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وبفير الله in أنسن وجاء بقلب منيب. And he came with his clean heart to saying لا إله إلا الله محمد إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Everyone will be in danger except the person who will come with his clean heart saying لا إله إلا الله محمد Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has built such a jama'ah in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, and Abu Huraira, and Ibn Mas'ud, and Ibn Abbas, and so on. Thousands of sahaba. He raised such with the glad tasting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah has been pleased with them. They were was pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they have to sacrifice all their life to the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, at the time of Tabuk, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for help. We need some help from you. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave his all wealth, all. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came with his half of the wealth, such and such and such. After that, all this sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this good news, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Unfortunately, nowadays we hear sometimes people talk about the Sahaba. People talk about, brother, we do not have no right to talk about the Sahaba. Sahaba is our who we should follow. Because between us and the Sahaba, the Aimah, the Mujtahideen, the Mutaqaddimeen, at the end of the Sahaba, then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testifies, بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ. Any one of them you follow, you will be successful. You will be given a complete guide. No one will be astray if any one of us we follow Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left us some akhlaq, some of his manner, some of his daily practice. As one of the practice that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the person will be the near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahsanuhum, ahsanukum khuluqa, the one has the good character, good dealings with the people, good manner. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith, that with your good manner, you can be going faster. The person who is fasting all day he's fasting, and all night he's worshiping. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more status in front of him than the person who fasts all day and worship all day, but he has no manner. But he has no manner. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put very much emphasis in our daily behavior with our children, with our wives, with our friends, with our with who we mingle. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put very much importance that no matter what, you never put you down. Whatever he has done, it is his matter. But you do not put yourself because of you don't want to do it. No. You always show an example that you are doing the best. As Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها إن المؤمن لا يدرك بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says a believer he gets status, higher status in the eye of Allah سبحانه وتعالى through his good manner than the person who is fasting all day or who is worshipping all night. Another hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best amongst you, the person whose manner is good, as like when we mingle each other, then we talk, brother, what do you think about this man? How you explain? Brother, don't ask me. Very good. Very nice. You sit with him, you feel just like a fish in the water. You feel comfortable. You feel so glad that you got some time with him. And sometimes you see some person, you can't even talk to him. You cannot be around him because of his manner. See the difference? Although they're both are the same person. وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِكُمْ. Very important. Amongst you, the best person amongst you, who are the best with his wife. Who's the best with your wife? You're the best man. Because your good or bad, your 24 hours life, your last 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever the time you spend, she is the one who knows very closely. And if she testifies, my husband is a good man, subhanallah, it is a great achievement that your wife saying, you're the good man. Ahsanukum. That's why when we have our family life, of course, there will be sometimes here and there, but the ultimate result has to be that I am good with her and she is good with me. We cannot just ignore her. Oh, you just wife, you just do this, you just do this. No, she is half of your life. We cannot just ignore them. That's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put the husband to be good, under her, considering how she feels about her husband. Another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the people are who? They buy, people, which is called ghulam, servants, it's slaves. People buy slaves with their money and free them. How come you cannot buy the azad? Ahrar, which is not slave, through your manner. If you If I do the act the way I'm supposed to, the ahrar, the hur people, they will be under your command. He will carry your order, because the man, the way you talk, the way you deal, he can just ignore it because of your manner. Other than you buy a slave and free him, why not you buy ahrar, you know, and throw your manner. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, throw your good act. كيف لا يشتري الأحرار بمعروفه فهو أعظم ثوابا أجرا. This is even bigger reward, that your manner controls your brother. Because of your manner, he can say, I cannot negate it. I cannot refuse it the way he presented to me. عن أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربز الجنة لمن ترك المراء. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, it is very important for our society. When we are in the masjid, when we are in the street, when we are with our family, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he guarantees a couple of things. He said, I am going to be responsible apart from the Jannah for the person who leaves the argument, even his right. His right to say that. But he said, brother, forget about it. No argument. You like it? Go ahead. Although it is my right, I can establish it, and 10 people will support you, but yet you said, brother, argument, I don't want that. You can have it. وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحَقًّا وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكِذْبَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And I'll be responsible for a person who avoid to say lie, even as a joke. We are not allowed, a Muslim never ever allowed to say lie. And if you lie one time in the Islamic adala, in the Islamic court, ever you will be thrown. You can be a witness because of your lie. Do we know the law of this country, the America? If they found ever you anywhere lie, anywhere, no matter what, it is confirmed, never ever you will getting the federal job in this country. Even speeding ticket, such a tight, meaning they said, this man doesn't know how to obey the law. How he's going to fulfill our law? He didn't give you a job. So how come a Muslim? He said, I'm a Muslim and you are lying. A'udhu billah. A Muslim can lie. Brother, a Muslim cannot lie. And lying is a major sin. It's not be forgiven by our 5 times salat. No. 5 times salat, whenever we do, he said, الجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهما. الصلاة إلى الصلاة كفارة لما بينهما. From Fajr to Zuhr, in between, whatever we do, Allah will forgive. From Zuhr to Asr, whatever we do, out of ignorance, out of not to be careful, which is little sin, Allah will forgive. But lying, Allah will never forgive. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that I am responsible for that person, even he never said lie as a joke. Fi wasati al-jannah wa bi baytin fi a'la al-jannati liman hassana khuluqahu. And I am taking the responsibility on me as a Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the highest highest place of the Jannah who made his manner good. لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah, that he will be responsible to make sure that he is getting the highest status in the Jannah while his manner is good. What is our manner? I got out from the masjid. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How are you doing? It's not that much. Are we saying it from the core of heart? Or just to say, I'm here in this country last what? 29 years. I mingle with these whites. Hi, Imam. How are you doing? Oh, subhanallah. My super used to come in my room. He said, Imam, this is your chair. And you sit there. Man. So much respect. But ever should I say they have any care about? I don't think so. It's called lip service. No. A Muslim, whenever he does something, he does from his core of his heart. When I say assalamu alaikum, what I'm saying, assalamu alaikum. Those are in Arabic knowledge, they will know this is alif lam. All kind of salam. All kind of good. All kind of beneficiary to you be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. Not just morning, not just evening, no matter what, all the time I'm asking Allah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barak wa idha huyitum bi tahiyyatin fa hayyu bi ahsana minha aw rudduha. If anyone greets you, either you just repeat it or you reply it the better word, which is, if somebody says to you, Assalamu alaikum, you may say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you may say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So this is the way we deal with the Muslimin. Even non-Muslimin, again, al-Muslimu, man salim al-Muslimuna, min lisanihi wa yadihi. Does it mean if the non-Muslim, he shouldn't be safe from me? No. If your Muslim brother is safe from you, your non-Muslim will be even much safer from you than other people. Because the Muslim is the one who can guarantee, as being Muslim, if anyone around me, he or she, or they should be safe. We are the one who will save them. Other than we are hearing what? Muslim or what? I don't want to say that. We are not, inshallah. Muslims are not terrorists, inshallah. A Muslim cannot be a terrorist. A Muslim always should be a peaceful person, a rahmah, a mercy, a bounty for the locality where a Muslim lives. That should be the way we live. Otherwise, we are here last almost 40, 50 years. Yet, we couldn't create that much that who we are. That's why I said, alhamdulillah, what I hear our president, Dr. Saab, alhamdulillah, there are some activities is going on. It has to be a big way. Let us, other people should know us, who we are, how much we can do for this nation. This nation gave us everything. This nation gave us the land. It is not true? This nation gave us the job. This nation gave us the good food. This nation gave us all kind of good treatments. What we gave it to them? This is the question today. How much we did for them? Nothing yet. Can we smile on this face? Can we just smile? Ya Allah, brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatan lil alameen, mercy for the mankind. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already passed away, but still he's hearing, he's listening. Whenever you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad
كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Today is Friday, yes? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you say excessively durood upon me. The Sahaba questioned, O Prophet of Allah, whenever when you passed away, he said, still you say salat ala nabi. Anytime you say salatan ala nabi, one time, man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi ashara. If any one of my followers say, one time durood upon me, Allah sends 10 mercy upon him. So, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. But, does it mean that his teaching is gone? No! His teaching will continue till day of judgment. Because of his rahmah, his mercy, it will continue through you and me and ours. We should be that example showing how my prophet was. If I can do this much for you, how high was my prophet, how much he did for the nation, for the world. Those people was putting their live daughters in the grave. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made effort on them, they become Khalifatul Muslimin. They become radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Yes? The khala, the amma of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala used to say to him, Oh Umar, you don't know how to grasp the sheep. What are you going to do? Same Umar become what? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If anyone has the ability to digest the greatness or the heaviness of the risala, Umar is the one who can carry it. But because of there is no Prophet is going to come. So, otherwise, he is so much capable. He becomes so big, so high, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum. Not only that, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat about Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that I have two wazir, I have two friends in the dunya. One is Abu Bakr, one is Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, I have two wazir, two ministers in the sky. One is Jibril, one is Israfil. And not only that one day Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming into the masjid. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in the right side. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the left side. He said, the way I am entering the masjid, same way, the day of judgment, Abu Bakr will be in my right side. And Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will be in my left side. Who was that people? Was fully ignorant. But when they took the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became Amir, Khalifatul Muslimin, Amirul Mu'mineen. How great status Allah has given because of they have sold their all the desires to the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How this way he has built his Sahaba, and that message came to you, came to me. Let us practice this with the manner how we can help this nation. Otherwise, we can't give them too much money. We don't have that much, but at least we have the manner. We have the behave, good manner, good act. We can do that, inshallah. And Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one more hadith, he says, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَسْقَلَ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِن حُسْنِ الْخَلْقِ. There will be nothing heavier in the scale, the day of judgment, other than your good manner. Your manner will be so heavy in the scale, other than any other act, our manner will be the one of the heaviest thing. And Muaz ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was going somewhere, he was putting his feet in the back of camel. By the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahsan khuluqaka lin nas, you make your manner good for the people. Oh Muaz, you do it, you do it. And that was the last and final advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt about it. But we have to increase the love. We have to increase the love. How? With following him, to listening him, to talk about him. As we talk about him, we'll hear every day something new. We'll listen every day something new. This way, our love will increase. And without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll never will be the forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that ijaza, the day of judgment. Oh my beloved Prophet, you intercede on the behalf of your ummah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal in my heart some words through which I will intercede. And Allah will ishfa to shafa. Oh my Prophet, you ask for them, I will accept it. And that word will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have that intercession, what is the simple thing? La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Anywhere we go, brother, do you know this man? He's a Muslim. How do you know? See his manner, see his etiquettes, see the way he talks. Ever you see him, he did something which is not good. He's Muslim. That way we can flourish. This way we can bring our quality. Otherwise, brother, just this way we are not here. We are here as an ambassador, as a propagator of Islam, saying La ilaha illallah, not only in the mouth, with our daily practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reward you. Alhamdulillah, you build so big masjid. May Allah make it bigger community, bigger, you know, act upon the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reward you, inviting me. I am not a speaker. I used to be with all the criminals last 20 years. How much I should have? Alhamdulillah, over couple of dozens of people, they took shahada. They said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Most of them practicing. Some of them may have not, but most of them, alhamdulillah. So, brother, we are here not just to be here. Let us be here as a Muslim, as a propagator of Islam, through our daily actions. Daily actions. May Allah reward you again. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Inshallah, in couple of minutes, Salat will start, which is 7:15. We got left 3 to 4 minutes. جزاك الله تعالى خيرا في الدارين.